America Weekend.
Hi, I'm Kylie Jenner. I get my best beauty tips from Chloe.
Hey, excuse me, Kylie Jenner?
She always tells me.
Get out of there. Please, this is my show. Can you imagine that? Kylie Jenner just decides to start a show segment on her own? Please. Anyway, time now. That is so rude. Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time now for this week's entertainment report. Here is Christina Staffo.
Ed, have you heard of the Kylie Jenner Lip Challenge?
Uh-oh.
Well, apparently in a quest to attain lips like Kylie Jenner, young women around the globe are messing up their faces. Okay, so this is what you have to do. You cut the top of a plastic bottle off, or you use a bottle cap, and you put your lips in there, and then you suck all the air out, and this creates a vacuum effect, which in turn causes your lips to swell up. Now, this should be no shock to you, but it's causing more damage than anything else, and some girls have actually documented their lip injuries on social media, saying that they had to get rushed to the hospital. Now, if you Google this, you're going to be grossed out, so be forewarned. My advice to you ladies, stop being sheep and be happy with what the good Lord gave you. Now, are you sitting down?
All right, hold on. Let me get a chair. Okay, go ahead.
Miley Cyrus and Patrick Schwarzenegger have called it quits for now. Patrick was spotted at Coachella alone. Miley is off attending various events on her own as well. Seems legit, but remember, they were recently seen at the Palm restaurant with Maria Schreiber. There's even talks about them getting married, so who knows? Netflix has officially picked up a 13-episode revival of Full House. John Stamos confirmed this on a recent episode of Jimmy Kimmel Live. It'll debut in 2016 with a one-hour kickoff episode reuniting the Tanner family. The show is now going to be called Fuller House. John Stamos will reprise his role as Uncle Jesse. Candace Cameron, Jodie Sweetin, and Andrea Barber will also play their original characters, DJ and Stephanie Tanner and Kimmy Gibbler. There's also ongoing talks with other original cast members, so hopefully we'll see some of them come back as well. And in closing, Ed, just in case this was keeping you up at night.
I've been kind of tired.
Kanye West recently wrote an essay for Paper Magazine, and in that essay was very adamant about the fact that he indeed is not a part of the Illuminati. Well, okay. I think it's safe to say that if there is a society secretly running the world, I am very happy that Kanye is not a member. With this week's entertainment update, I'm Christina Staffo. Ed, back to you.
Kanye West, ruling the entire world. That is a scary thought. At least he gave that old guy in England, Paul, what's his name, a chance on his record, right? Anyway, Christina will be back next week. So I'm waving goodbye right now, theoretically, to Christina. All right. That's body language, is it not? Of course it is. And then body language is everywhere. When you look at someone, you can feel how they feel about you without them opening their mouth. Do they cringe? Do they turn away? Do they step back? Do they just have a face on like, boy, you're really freaking me out? Well, that's body language. And the way you communicate isn't just by opening your mouth, it's how you present yourself. Do you look at someone in the eye? Do you walk right up to them? Do you get too close to them? You know what I mean? It could be a very interesting dichotomy of behaviors and just mannerisms. Well, there are some very bad body language mistakes. Do you commit any of these? Uh-oh, all of a sudden you're looking all over your body, are you not? The first one, avoiding eye contact. When you don't look someone in the eyes, it can signal deception or a lack of respect. Now, we all know what this comes from, shyness. A lot of people have a very difficult time with looking at someone and maintaining eye contact. I know someone in a position of authority. All right, it's nobody related to the radio show or anything else. It's somebody I know in another facet of my life. You can look at this person for about, I'll say 30 seconds, and they will look at you, and then all of a sudden, the eyes start to drift. First, they go to the side, then they come back. Then they go down to the ground, then they come back. Then they're all over the place, and they will not make eye contact with you again for the remainder of the conversation, be it 2 minutes or be it 15 minutes. Now, does this person realize that he or she is doing it? I don't know. I think it's a shyness, or I think it's a fear that gets, that overwhelms them after a while, and they give into it. But it really does make it look as if you are very shy. I don't really go into for this. Oh, it's a sign of disrespect. If someone is refusing to make eye contact, I think there will be other physical tells that will show that the person either they might be fidgeting, they might be quite nervous, they're shuffling their feet. Those behaviors may be further down on the list. We'll see in a moment. But I think it means other than just that they have no respect for you. What about a weak handshake? A handshake that isn't firm will signal a lack of authority. One that is too firm could make you seem overly aggressive. I've been guilty of that. There is somebody, and I should actually tell him the story now because I think he would get a kick out of it. When I first met this person, about a year and a half ago, I remember I squeezed his hand so hard I could feel something crack in his hand. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I just broke the guy's hand. I have a firm handshake. I'm sorry, I'm a strong guy. What can I say? And I don't think you could say his handshake was weak, but he didn't give that real hard pump. You know what it's like when you're a guy and you shake hands, you engage, and once the touch is made, you do that squeeze, boom, and there you go and you're out. But sometimes if that boom is boom, boom, then you can cause some problems. Folding arms. This stance creates a sense of being closed off and may signal to others that you are disinterested in them or don't buy into their message. Interesting. I know someone that folds their arms during conversations. I'll have to look into that. The next one, looking down. Again, these are the worst body and language mistakes you can make. If giving a presentation when you look down while making a point, it loses all of its power and it can make you look weak. In everyday interactions, it can make you look uncomfortable or self-conscious. Isn't this the same as avoiding eye contact? Because those people normally look down, so I think they kind of squeezed out an extra little body language mistake here that's 1 and 1A with avoiding eye contact and looking down. Here's a good one. Angling your body away from others. Too much physical distance, angling the body away from the person you're speaking with or not leaning into a conversation shows you are uncomfortable, distrustful, or disinterested in the subject. Okay. Maybe they're used to performing on stage. Think about it. If you were ever in a school play, you don't stand straight at each other. You stand at each other at a quarter turn so the audience can involve themselves in whatever you're talking about. I think they mean like, you know, if you're kind of standing sideways next to somebody when you're talking to them. Yeah, what about if there's somebody else in the conversation? You don't want to turn away from that person, so then you would angle, I would imagine, right? That only makes sense. But I think I know what they mean. Yeah, when you're like, it's kind of standoffish, if you're dragging your left foot away as if you're trying to step away from the conversation, that never looks good either. The next one, fidgeting and touching your hair. Fidgeting and playing with hair or clothes can reveal an excess of energy, which signals discomfort or anxiety. You ever do that? You start rustling. I've known women that all of a sudden, you know, their hand becomes a comb or a rake and they're going through the hair and they're taking care of all kinds of business and restyling their hair right in the middle of a conversation with you. So either they have no interest in talking to me or I make them quite uncomfortable. Either way, that doesn't make me feel good. So women, don't do that. Go home and comb your hair or get yourself a nice strong hairspray. Spray it on before you leave the abode. And then that way you won't have to fidget or touch your hair all day long. The next one, and here's a really good one, invading others' space. Ooh. When you're closer than 1.5 feet away from a colleague or you treat their possessions and office space as if it were your own, it signals disrespect and that you don't have a clear understanding of personal boundaries. I've heard stories of people that have really gone overboard and they have overstepped the limits of personal decorum. Either by just walking up and touching someone. How do you do that? You know, let's say there's you work with somebody of the opposite sex. And you're just, you know, you're not, all right, you're friendly with them, but you don't have a relationship with them. You're not friends with them. It's one of those work friends, you know, either one of you quits, you'll never see each other again. How do you go up and just start rubbing their shoulders or stroking their arm? That's really creepy, is it not? Or going through their belongings? You don't do that. And I think you could get yourself fired by doing something like that as well. The next one is glancing at the clock. Glancing at the clock or at your watch or even looking past a person who you are speaking with will communicate disinterest and arrogance. All right, you political junkies out there, what comes to mind? Do you remember the 1992 presidential debate between Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Ross Perot? Do you remember Bush 41, the first George Bush president? Do you remember him looking at his watch in the middle of the debate? Everybody picked up on it, and it told everyone, I don't want to be here. And there was a noticeable downtick in his polling right after that, and we all know who won the presidency that year. And the final one, frowning or scowling. Scowls and frowns, often unintentional and unconscious, communicate unhappiness and disagreement. So, as Dick Van Dyke said many a year ago, put on a happy face, because it'll make you happier, it'll make the person you're talking to happier, and you watch, it'll make things go a little better as well. Some very good information. So now you're just going to be so hypersensitive about how you're behaving, and you're going to, you know, just put your hands in your pocket and you won't even move. And you'll, well, no, I guess you can put your hands in your pocket, but you'll be staring right at the person's face when you're talking to them. And you'll have me and this show to thank for it. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.